Brothers, 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 let me welcome you to the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. The new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. Welcome, welcome, brothers and sisters, to the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. Thank you for joining us today, brothers and sisters. It is Sunday, April 21st, and you know what? I wanted to talk about something today. I wanted to talk about purpose. Have you ever thought about your purpose, Black man? I don't mean what your job is or what you're going through or you're an entrepreneur, you're a billionaire, or you're just a dude. What is your purpose? Have you ever thought about why you are here, right now, wherever you are? Have you ever thought that there's a certain skill set that everything and everyone has to get them through, to survive, to show and have and utilize their purpose for that particular time and space? If you was a hippopotamus a million years ago, you had these certain skill sets to get you through being a hippopotamus a million years ago. If you were a so-and-so molecule at this point in time in this reality, you have a certain skill set and a certain thing, a certain purpose, something you gotta do, a reason you are there at that moment in time. You, Black man, have a certain skill set. You have a certain thing that you can do to be right here, right now. There's a reason you are here right now, Black man. Have you ever thought about the reason you are here right now? Have you ever thought about the things that are happening right here, right now, that brings you to the need, the reason you are here right now? Am I making sense to you, brother? There is a reason you are here, but you have to know your purpose. And when you understand your purpose, then you understand what's happening right now. It's Sunday. And I often see brothers and sisters with the cross on, and I'll say, hey, how you doing, brother? How you doing, sister? Oh, I'm doing great in the blood of Jesus. Well, okay, okay. But with everything going on in the world, in the United States, all the stuff happening with money and business and celebrities and fake booties and niggas sucking dicks and all this money and just all this shit, I think about the difficulties of what not only people, but Black people go through. Because if regular life is fucked up, you know your life is fucked up, even when it's good. What are we doing right now? And why is this so hard? Just everyday life is a struggle. Do you know that child suicide among Black children is at an all-time emergency rate? This is all. It, There is no word that I have that's not just, this is insanity, brothers and sisters. This is an insane world that we're trying to maneuver through. You know this is all fucked up, but you try to maneuver through it to just, okay, we gonna make it, baby. What was the purpose of Jesus? If we're gonna be Christians, if we're gonna be, you know, if that's what we're doing, what is the purpose of Jesus on earth? And I looked this up and it says, okay, the primary reason Jesus came to earth was to perform a rescue mission. Jesus also mentioned a secondary goal. He said, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. John 10:10. Who do you know that's having a rich and satisfying life? How many Christians do you know? How many of them are living a rich and satisfying life? I'm looking around at just everything that we're doing. I'm looking at the struggles. I'm just looking at everything. I'm looking at everything. And I'm just saying, what are we doing? From our music to our entertainment to our lives. Just what are we doing? Matthew 4:9. Again. This ain't the first time. We going through some shit right here, black man. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil left him and angels came and attended. Hold up for a second. Do you know what Jesus had to go through? He was already fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And then somebody comes and says, hey, I'll give you everything. Not somebody comes and say, one of those rich super producer people. Jesus said to him. He didn't say to an angel. He didn't say to some strange thing. He said to him, this is either real or it is not. Even if it's an example, it says Jesus said to somebody, to a real person, this is a real thing that could possibly happen to you. I will give you everything. You're going to just have to suck this, fuck that, do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to take two pictures of this, you're going to videotape this, then you're going to suck a little more of this, and suck a little more of that. But 100 million is 100 million, my nigga, what you going to do? Oh, we're going to do a whole lot of sucking, fucking up in this motherfucker today. And here we are. But when Jesus said to him, away from me, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. And the devil left him. Hold up for a second. So if you just hold on, if you just say, I'm going to stick to this, I'm going to wear the cross and I'm going to say, I believe in whatever, whatever. But on the end of it, I'm going to worship the Lord thy God and serve him only. And this will be over. And angels will come to attend to me. Well, then I got to make a decision. I got to make a decision. Because what is a rich and satisfying life? Because Jesus didn't have an LLC. He didn't have a YouTube. He didn't have a Facebook. He didn't have stuff. He didn't have a Bentley. He didn't have a mansion. He didn't do a lot of this. He had one purpose. And he did his one purpose. And he did it well. All around the globe. His information is all around the globe. His way of life is all around the globe. And nobody's doing this. Nobody is doing this, brothers and sisters. And look at what's going on. Look at the world. This is a Christian-ran country. And look at this shit, brothers and sisters. Look at this shit. Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Are we able to recognize truth from some bullshit? Are we able today, brothers, to just be able to look at something and say, you know what? That's the wrong thing to do. Are we able to recognize this anymore, brother? Are we so far gone in whatever we're doing? Can we recognize right from wrong? Can we read the book and then look at the world and say, huh, maybe I shouldn't do that as much anymore? I don't have to stop, but maybe I don't do it as much. You know what I'm saying? Can we, like, a rich and satisfying life? What are we trying to do, black man? If we are going to make happen, to build your own, do you know we're not going to be doing this shit anymore? You do know that, right? We're not doing this shit anymore. Because we want to live a rich and satisfying life. What is your purpose, black man? Have you ever thought about your purpose, black man? The new black freedom movement. The movement of freedom and liberation for black people.